Good rach, everybody. Shavua tov. We are learning Parshas Lech Lecha, and as I mentioned, Parshas Lech Lecha is really our introduction to Avram Avinu, the life and times of Avram. Until now, we really focused on Adam, Cain, Hevel, the door of Noach, the door Haflaga. Parshas Lech Lecha is introduction to the life and times of Avram Avinu. And if I were to ask any of you, ask from a child to an adult, what is the life of Avram? What do we know about Avram? What is the thing that comes to mind when we think of Avram? Well, I think all of us would probably say one of two things. Either Avram Avinu is the Amur HaChesed. The Pasuk says, Titein emes li Yaakov, chesed li Avram. Avram is the Ish Chesed. The first thing we think about when we think about Avram Avinu is his open tent, is his ability to invite individuals, friends, into his tent, people he knows and people he doesn't know. That is who Avram is. Avram is the Amar HaChesed, number one. Number two, Avram is the Melamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Avram teaches Torah. He teaches people who God is. Mi Baal Habira. He teaches the entire world, civilization, mankind, Mesopotamia, anybody who will listen. Avram Avinu is teaching about the Borei Olam, that there is a God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There is a God, and there's a God who speaks to man, and there's a God who looks after man, who's interested in helping man and being available to communicate and to have a relationship with. That's what Rashi says next week's parasha. Avram was Megayer es ha'anashim. Sarah was Megayer es ha'anashim. Avram's entire focus and entire life was just that, to bring people tachas kanfei Hashchina, to allow individuals to seek and to find and to create a deep and meaningful relationship with God. So Avram has perfection in two areas, in the area of Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Avram has the ability and the perfect balance between caring for people, because he invites people into his home, he looks after people, he feeds them, he's a host of the first class, of the first order. And on the other hand, Bein Adam L'Makom, Avram Avinu creates this very, very deep, sincere relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and looks to help others find that as well. So therefore, that is who Avram is. Avram is the Amud HaChesed, and Avram is the individual, the man, the person who finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interestingly enough, if you open up Parshas Lech Lecha and you learn the Parsha, you know what you'll see? None of that. You won't see anything about Avram Avinu and his chesed, and you'll see nothing about Avram Avinu and helping people find the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to teaching them Torah. That's not found at all. If you open up the very first pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, the first thing we know about Avram Avinu and his life, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha. You know what we know about Avram? The first thing we know about Avram, that Avram is tested, and he is somebody who, Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, listen, Avram, I'm telling you, where you are is not the place where you're meant to be long term. Leave the land where you are from. Leave Haran and go to Canaan. Now, how old is Avram? How old is Avram when this takes place? The Pasuk tells us a few psukim later in Pasuk Dalet. Vayelech Avram kasher diber alav Hashem ve'elech itolot. Avram listens to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He leaves and he goes on his journey. He leaves Haran to go to Canaan. Ve'Avram bin chamesh shanim v'shivim shana betzeis mechar. Avram Avinu is 75 years old. So we meet Avram Avinu, the man who finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the man who we look up to as our leader in terms of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We meet him at the age of 75. The Torah tells us nothing about Avram Avinu up until the age of 75. What do we know about Avram? Nothing. We know nothing. In Torah Shebichsav, in Parshas Bereishis, there's no Avram. Parshas Noach, there's no Avram. Till the end of Parshas Noach, when Avram is born. But Avram Avinu, and we meet Avram Avinu only at the age of 75. So where was Avram and what was he doing? The Midrashim, Chazal, the Rishonim explained that up until the age of 75, Avram Avinu was busy with two things. He was busy, number one, finding God. Avram Avinu was brought up and born into a home of idolatry. Terach, his father, Avi Avram, Nachor, his family, his surroundings, all believed in idolatry, and Avram, as Chazal depicts, explained. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah explains that Avram Avinu was a searcher. He was a seeker. He was trying to figure out, as Chazal say, mi Baal Habira, Who is the individual? Who is and who is the master of this great world? And Avraham Avinu searched, as the Rambam articulates in the first chapter of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, as is noted in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar and throughout many areas in Chazal. That is what Avraham Avinu was busy doing. Either Hashem was found by Avraham at the age of 3 or at the age of 40. It's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, different opinions in the Medrashim. But Avraham Avinu was busy finding God. And you know what he did once he found God? He started teaching other people about God. That's what the Rambam says in Mitzvah Gimel of the Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Avram is referred to as Avraham Ohavi, Avram my beloved, because Avram was busy teaching other people about God. The Rambam says, you know what you do when you love somebody? You tell other people about the person who you love. And therefore, Avram was infatuated with God. He was in love with God. So the only thing that he was able to do was to talk about God. And he stood up and he spoke to the world about God. That's why he's known as Avram HaIvri, because the whole world was on one bank of the river, Eiver Echad, the Avram Avinu be'Eiver Acher. Avram was on the other bank of the river, because Avram Avinu sat and spoke, and he stood very strong and started teaching people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is who Avram was. But we don't know anything about that in Parshas Lech Lecha. So if you're learning Parshas Lech Lecha, you will see nothing about those first 75 years of Avram Avinu. Now, if you want to know about the chesed, the kindness, the care that Avraham Avinu had for other people, you know what you have to do? You have to learn Parshas Vayera. That's next week's Parsha. And the first 10 or 11 psukim in next week's Parsha talk about Avraham Avinu and his high hosting and his care and concern in opening up his tent and inviting strangers, vagabonds, who really we know were angels. But that's what Avraham Avinu was busy with in Parshas Vayera. So if you're introducing Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, which we are doing today, Hashem appears to Avraham, tells him, leave Haran, go to Canaan. The only thing you know about Avraham is just that. Nothing about his first 75 years, his struggles, his trials, his tribulations, his fighting his family, his being thrown into the furnace. The fact that everybody didn't believe in God, that Avraham Avinu was fighting the world, that he should and teach people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know nothing about that. And you know nothing about Avram's chesed until next week's Parsha. So the lion's share of the life of Avraham Avinu, which is this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, is something else. It's not the chesed le'Avram. It's not Avraham Ohavi. It's not Avraham who's finding God. It's something else. So let's learn together after that background, an introduction about who Avraham was and what Avraham Avinu taught the world, gave the world, and shared with us. What is Avraham? Who is Avraham? And why is it that Avraham in this week's Parsha has a very, very different introduction as far as we know it? So let's take a look, and I'll share with you a brief sketch of Parsha's Lech Lecha, and you will see nothing of these two remarkable traits, these true attributes of Avraham, vis-a-vis the chesed and vis-a-vis finding Hashem, but you see something very different about Avraham Avinu, and I think it's something that each of us could take with us into the week and into our lives in terms of who Avraham was and where we go from here. So as I just noted, the first thing that we know about Avraham Avinu is test number one. We all know that Avraham, as the Mishnah describes in Maseches Avos, Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. Asara nisyonos nisnase Avraham Avinu. In the fifth chapter of Maseches Avos, Chazal say that Avraham was tested 10 times. Right? The first being the simplest, the tenth being the hardest. According to most Rishonim, the first test of Avraham Avinu is Lech Lecha me'artzecha mimolatecha be'savich l'artz asherecha. The opening pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham is told, leave your father's home, leave your beloved town, your home where you were born, that you're familiar with, and go to Canaan. That's test number one. The last of the 10 tests of Avraham, according to everybody besides Rabbeinu Yonah, is the end of next week's Parshas Vayera, which is the Akedah, offering his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice. That's the 10th test. So Parshas Lech Lecha are really the life and times of Avraham Avinu. And the first of those tests is the test of leaving his hometown, his country, and his family. And God promises him, and this is why it's a bit of an easier test, juxtaposed to him being evicted by God and God challenging him and testing him to leave his home country. I will make you into a great nation. I will make you great and I'll make your name great. I'll make you into a great nation. You will be blessed and your name shall be a blessing. So here is test number one, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is told to leave. And of course, what does he do? As noted in Pasuk Dalav, Vayelech Avram, Kasher Diber Lav Hashem. Avram passes test number one, and he leaves. And who does he leave with? As the Pasuk tells us, he leaves with everybody and anybody who will go with him, with all of his family. And he leaves with, as Kol HaNefesh Asher Asu Bechar, as I just pointed out, he leaves with all of the converts that he made, all of the people that came under his tent, under his cloak, who he taught about God, they traveled with him. And where does he go? Of course, he goes to Canaan, Vayavau Arza Canaan. And that is Perek Yud, the opening of Perek Yud Beis, that takes us through Pasuk Ches. Now, as soon as Avram gets to Eretz Canaan, one would imagine that Tunky Dory, life will be very, very calm. He passes his test and he'll get to Canaan. And indeed, that's not the case. Because what happens as soon as Avram Avinu reaches Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk Yud Vahi Rav Baretz, there's a famine in the land. And as soon as there's a famine, he's tested again. Should he stay or should he go? What should he do? He's told to leave Haran to go to Canaan. He gets to Canaan and there's a famine. Should he stay or should he go? Vayered Avram Mitzrayim. Avram leaves Eretz Yisrael. He travels out of the land of Israel. There's no food to eat. And where does he go? To none other than Mitzrayim. Ki Gaved Hara Baretz. There's a very heavy famine in the land of Israel. And what happens, the famous story, when he reaches Mitzrayim, he tells his wife, Sarah, you're such a beautiful woman, you're so attractive. Do you know what's going to happen? The Mitzrayim are going to see you, and if you tell them that you are my wife, they're going to kill me. So therefore, he tells his wife, Sarah, they'll keep you alive, and I won't make it out. Imrina chalsiyat, say that you are my sister. We'll both survive. We will both be okay. So this is the introduction that Avram gives to his wife Sarai, tells her to say that she is her sister. And of course, indeed, that's what happens. They get to Mitzrayim. Paro and company and kingdom note Sarah's beauty. Batuka Chaisha Beis Paro, and she's kidnapped. She's abducted. She's taken by the Egyptians. Avram Heiti Baruvura. Avram is given a significant amount of wealth and riches as a result. Tzon, ubakar, flock, va'avadim, ushvachos, he's given slaves, maidservants, vasonos, ugmalim, donkeys, and everything. And then, of course, Paro and his kingdom are afflicted as a result of what they did by taking Sarai. Paro says, why didn't you tell me that this is your wife? You should have told me, everything would have been okay. And indeed, Paro returns Sarai to Avram Avinu. And Avram, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, if you're in the Stom Chumash, page 58, leaves Mitzrayim, leaves Paro with his wife Sarai. Avram has become very rich as a result. B'mikne, b'kesef, b'zav, he has an enormous amount of flock, an enormous amount of silver, and significant amount of gold as a result. And here comes the third thing that we know about Avram. Avram continues to travel. And as soon as Avram travels back to the land of Israel, he has his flock, he has his gold, he has his silver, and he returns to the land of Israel where he was supposed to be, but because of the famine, he had to leave. So he goes to Mitzrayim, he comes back to Mitzrayim, and on the way back, Riv, there's a fight. Bein roe mikne Avram u bein roe mikne Lot. There's a fight between the flock of Avram and the flock of Lot. Vayomer Avram el Lot, al nasi mirif bein ibnecha. Why, Lot, my nephew, should we fight? Should there be disagreement? Should there be an argument between us? Let's do the following. We are brothers. You take what you want. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. Lot travels in the direction that he wants. Avram travels in the direction that he wants. Avram and Lot split ways, and the story continues. So we have three juxtaposed stories about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is tested to leave Haran, goes to Canaan. He gets to Canaan, there's a famine, and he leaves Canaan to go to Mitzrayim. He gets to Mitzrayim, and of course, he's challenged in Mitzrayim with his wife, Sarai. She's abducted, and at the time that she's abducted, Paro is terribly struck, and there are plagues that hit him and his country. As a result, Paro gives Avram exactly everything that he needs and he wants. He financially benefits as a result. Avram Avinu now heads back to the land of Israel. And as he heads back, him and company and Lot and company get into some sort of brawl. not physical, of course, not an altercation, but a argument in terms of who should have what, which area of the land should the flocks have. And Avram rightfully tells Lot, you go in the direction that you want, I'll go in the direction that you want, and everything will be okay. So those are the first three things we note about Avram. Nothing to do with monotheism, nothing to do about teaching the world and people about God, nothing to do with chesed at all. What's the significance of these three events and this being the introduction into the life of Avram? Let's continue the parsha and you'll see that there's more of the same. And what seems to be a disjointed story of an amalgam of different events in the life of Avram, I will try, I hope, successfully to show you the thread that sort of puts all of these incidents in the life of Avram Avinu starting at age 75 into perspective. Chapter 14, Perek Yudal of Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Lech Lecha is not something that we're going to look at because it's not really so much about Avram, but it's, of course, the war of the four kings versus the five kings. Lot is taken captive. Avram redeems Lot. Avram shuns all the honor that he wants to get from Malki Tzedek, who gives him significantly more riches. But the story with Avram, the man, who we are studying in this week's Parsha, continues and picks up in chapter 15, Perek Tezvav. Achar hadvarim ha'ela, after these things. Page 66 in the Stone Chumash. Hoya dvar Hashem el Avram b'machazel imor. Avram receives a vision. And what is this vision? He receives a vision by God. Al tir Avram, don't be afraid, Avram. Anochi magen lach, I will protect you. I will be your guard. Magen Avraham, like we say in Shemona Esrei. And the Torah continues, Scharcha harbe meod, you will receive much profit. And the Torah continues as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go outside, look outside, you see all the stars in heaven, all the stars in heaven, those will be your children, those will be your offspring. And then Avram turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the promise that God gives him, and he says, Vayomar Adonai Hashem b'ma'eda ki rashan. How do I know that I will inherit the land of Israel? God promises him, you'll have offspring like the stars in the sky. I will give you the land. You will be successful. I'm your protector. And shockingly and surprisingly, Avram retorts, responds by asking God, "B'ma'eda ki rashanu, how do I know, God? God, prove it to me that it's going to be okay." And Avram is taken to task for this, Chazal point out. But here, Avram Avinu asks this very challenging question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know that I will inherit the land? So again, you see Avram Avinu also in a different facet, in a different phase, in a different vein. Not the Avram Avinu, again, of course, not of the Baal Chesed, but not the Avram Avinu teaching about monotheism. Here it's Avram challenging God. It's Avram Avinu asking, "B'ma'eda ki rashanu, God, how do I know that what you're telling me is absolute? How can I be sure? How can I be positive that this is the case?" And we continue the story with Avram Avinu as the story continues. Perek Tes Zion, chapter 16 of Parshas Lech Lecha. V'Sarai Eishes Avram Lo Yoldalo. Avram's wife Sarai is barren, no children. And of course, Avram has a servant, a maidservant. Shivcha Mitzir Sushma Hagar, he has Hagar. And Vatomar, sorry, Al Avram, he didn't have Sarai Hashem, he let his bonel Shivchasi Ulai Banim Imena. I can't have children. I'm barren, but maybe you could have a child with the maidservant Hagar. And we're familiar with the story of Hagar and Yishmael, who is born from Hagar. And Yishmael is a challenge. And Yishmael is a pera adom, yadoba kov yad kobo. Yishmael is not the offspring that Avram was certain that he would have, because he's difficult. He's a challenge. He doesn't necessarily believe in God. And he makes life difficult. He's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. And here it is that Yishmael is born. Avram ben Shmonim Shana v'sheish Shanim Baledes Hagar es Yishmael Avram. Avram Avinu is 86 years old when he has his son Yishmael. So the parsha that we are familiar with opened up at Avram at 75. We find ourselves now at the end of Perek Tezayin, about to start chapter 17, and Avram is 86. So we've covered 11 years. 11 years in the life of Avram. And what do we know about Avram in these 11 years that the Torah depicts? Number one, nothing about Baal Chesed, nothing about the Amor HaChesed, and number two, nothing about monotheism, finding out or teaching the world about God. What do we find? Avram is challenged to leave this town, his city, his home of Haran, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael. He gets to Eretz Yisrael, he has to leave Eretz Yisrael, there's a famine, he goes to Mitzrayim. He gets to Mitzrayim, his wife is abducted. He goes back to Eretz Yisrael, and he has a fight with the four kings versus the five kings. And then Avram and Lot have a disagreement in terms of their flock can't continue to be successful living together. So what happens? He tells Lot, you go your way, I'll go my way. Then Avram is challenged. And challenges a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, God, how do I know that I will be able to inherit the land? How do I know? You promised, but how do I know? And Avram continuously has more and more challenges as he has a son, a child, not a child from Sarai, his beloved wife. She's barren. And indeed, who does he give birth to? From Hagar to Yishmael, who continues to be challenged. And the story ends at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, Vayehi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'teisha Shanim. So we skip from Avram at 86 to Avram at 99. And at age 99, we are 24 years from the time that we met Avram in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha to the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayera Shemel Avram v'yomer lav ani Hashem El Shakai. His halech lefanoi v'yesabim. Avram is challenged yet again, and he's told at the age of 99, Avram, it's time for your bris milah. Not at day 8 of your life, but rather at age 99, Avram Avinu is told to have a bris milah. And this is how the Torah closes Parshas Lech Lecha. And indeed, Avram receives the bris milah, and that concludes Parshas Lech Lecha. So I ask you, how do we make sense of Parshas Lech Lecha? How do we understand Avram Avinu from age 75 to age 99? 24 years we read about, we understand, we learn. We are having to understand the life of Avram Avinu, of course, as students of the Torah, as Jews, as Bnei Israel, our obligation is to understand what is the Torah teaching us about Avram Avinu as children, as school children, as adults. When you hear drushes and shiurim, what do you hear about? None of this. We talk about Avram as the Baal Chesed. We talk about Avram as the teacher of Torah. As I mentioned, up until age 75, that's when Avram Avinu was busy finding God, and that's when Avram Avinu was busy teaching the world about God, not in Parshas Lech Lecha. If you want to know about Avram the Baal Chesed, caring, looking out for people, so read Parshas Vayera, next week's Parsha. But the lion's share of the life of Avram Avinu, who dies at 175 in the end of Parshas Chayei Sarah. In this Parsha, Parshas Lech, we have 100 years of the life of Avram, and we don't see any of that. We see these 25 years, the snapshot, critical years in the life of Avram Avinu, between 75 and 99, the times of these 10 tests, the Asara Nisyonos. What do we know about Avram Avinu? We know about him leaving Haran to Canaan. We know about him getting to Canaan and having to go to Mitzrayim. We know about him in Mitzrayim and his wife Sarah being abducted. We know about the disagreement with the flock of Lot and his flock. We know about Avram challenging God and asking about Me'eda Kirashara. We know about the challenges of Avram's wife being unable to give birth, being barren, having a child not from Sarah, but rather from Hagar. And this child is not the perfect child that he imagined. And at age 99, he's challenged yet again with a bris. So here's the secret. The secret is that these years of Avram Avinu are our life. It's our life. Life is not peachy. Life is not perfect. Life is not everything we thought, right? Avram Avinu, in all honesty, if you compare the life of Avram to his son Yitzchak, to his grandson Yaakov, right? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram had the most glorious of the life. Of compared to Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yaakov had enormous challenges, right? Yaakov struggled with his father-in-law Laban, with his brother Esav. His daughter Dina was abducted. Yosef was lost upwards of 20 years. Yitzchak is the individual who's supposed to continue the life, but he has to fight with the Plishtim. So Avram, on the one hand, had the most glorious life. But read the Parsha, Torah tells us, it's not so simple. Life's not so easy. There are challenges. And the life of Avram that we are introduced to and that we read about is a life of tests, a life of trials and tribulations, challenges, ups and downs, confusion. And let's look at these challenges that he has more carefully. Avram Avinu is tested four different ways. He's tested physically. He's tested spiritually. He's tested emotionally. And not only is he tested physically, spiritually, and emotionally, he's also tested theologically. And when you look at your life and our lives, we are also tested physically, spiritually, emotionally, theologically. look at this parsha. How is Avraham Avinu tested physically? He's told, leave the comforts of your home, leave your family, leave your country. Imagine you were told, you know, pick up and leave town, skip town. It's true, I'll bless you and I'll take care of you and your name will be great. But leave. That's a physical challenge. That's a test. That's how we start the story of Parshas Lech Lecha at age 75. And it concludes at age 99. Again, Avraham Avinu is tested physically. He has to have the procedure, the bris milah, the covenant that he makes with God. That's also a physical test. So the bookends of Parshas Lech Lecha are two physical tests which Avraham Avinu is given. Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'maratecha mi'beis avicha el aretz asher areka. And the Parsha finishes at age 99 with another physical test. But Avraham Avinu is not only tested physically, he's tested spiritually. He's told, go to the land of Israel. And in the land of Israel, your name will be great and everything will be perfect. You will connect with me and I will be your God. Everything that you imagined, everything that you knew, everything that you taught ultimately happens in the land of Israel. Go to the land of Israel. And Avraham Avinu gets to the land of Israel. He's ready to settle and to find a home and to create roots in Canaan. And what happens? Leave, go, right? Imagine you finally make it to the land of Israel where Avram is promised that he's supposed to go. And as soon as he gets there, he's tested spiritually. Avram Avinu, you have a choice to make here. And you know what your choice is? Stay or go. What should Avram do? On the one hand, there's no food. There's going to be a famine. Who knows? He could die. But the land of Israel is the land of spiritual opportunities. And Avram Avinu is tested not just physically with a bris, and with Lech Lecha, but he says spiritually by having to be go and to leave Eretz Yisrael. But he's also tested theologically, because in the next parsha that we read, if you're following Parshas Lech Lecha and these amalgam of different stories that takes place, Avram is tested theologically because God promises him everything. You'll be given everything, and I will be your God. Magen Avraham, so much so that we finish off the first of the 18 brachas of Shmon Esrei by saying, God is the protector of Avram. And Avram tests God theologically. B'me'eda ki irashena, how do I know, God, that I will be able to inherit this land? A theological test, a challenge. And Avram Avinu is tested in that area also. And not just physically, not just spiritually, not just theologically, but emotionally. His wife is unable to give birth. A very, very big challenge. His wife is barren. That's an emotional test. That's a challenge. Here he is at the age of 75. And we meet Avram at the age of 86. Sarai cannot have a child. And it's Sarai herself who suggests to Avram, maybe Avram, I'm unable to have a child. Maybe you should give birth. Maybe you should engage the maidservant Hagar, because I'm unable to have a child. And it's Hagar who gives birth to a child. And again, he's tested emotionally because it's not the child that he would have imagined. It's Yishmael, Para Adam. He's a difficult child. He's a challenge. So much so that we'll read about the challenge that he poses once Yitzchak is born. Because how could it be that Yitzchak and Yishmael could live in the same home? So Avraham Avinu is tested emotionally, having a wife who's unable to give birth and ultimately having a child is a challenge. So Avraham Avinu is tested in every which way. He's tested physically, spiritually. He's tested emotionally, and he's tested theologically. So therefore, when you think about Avram, the Torah tells us, it's true Avram is the Aman HaChesed, but that's Parshas Vayera, that's next week's Parsha. And it's true Avram Avinu is the founder and the teacher of Torah and monotheism, but that's pre-Parshas Lech Lecha, that's up until the age of 75. The Torah wants to introduce Avram to us because Avram can speak to us in terms of the challenges and the tests that he has. And that's why the lion's share of the life of Avram, in terms of what the Torah depicts, is these 24 years from age 75 to 99, because these are the years when Avram is tested. As Chazal point out, as I mentioned in the fifth chapter of Maseches Avos, Asara Nisyonos Nisnase Avram Avinu, Avram was tested 10 different ways. But let's look back now and see, how did Avram do? How did Avram do with each of these tests? And what did these tests do for Avram Avinu? And I'm going to show you something startling. And this, I believe, is the common denominator of Parshas Lech Lecha. It's not a disjointed group of stories, events, and anecdotes in the life of Avram, but it's rather one string of challenges and tests that Avram Avinu has. That's what connects Lech Lecha to the end of the parsha, the test of the Bris Milah. But look how Avram does. And this speaks to each of us in terms of how we are supposed to address challenges, tests, trials, and tribulations in our own lives. Something amazing emerges. If you look back at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis, after Avram is challenged and tested to leave Haran, to go to Canaan, take a look. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, page 56 in the Stone Chumash. Avram Avinu, it says as follows, Vayeatek Misham Ahara Mikedin Lebeis El, Vayet Ola. Avram Avinu is traveling. Remember, Avram has traveled, he's tested. Leave Haran, go to Canaan. Avram Avinu heads out. And he finds himself Mikedem LeBeis El. He finds himself in the mountain east of Beis El. He pitches a tent. Beis El miyam v'hai Mikedem vayivin sham mizbeach l'Hashem vayikra b'shem Hashem. You know what Avram does? After his first test, vayivin sham mizbeach, he builds an altar vayikra b'shem Hashem. Avram says, "I found you, Hashem. You tested me. You tested me, you challenged me, you told me to leave Haran to go to Canaan. I get it. I found you, Hashem. A test is where I can find you. Nisayon is a test. Nes is a miracle. Every miracle emerges from a test." And Avram says, "I got you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I passed the test. And you know what I'm going to do to concretize this test? My relationship is formulated and concretized with you. Vayiven Sham Mizbeach Lashem Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. I'm building an altar. Where? Sham, right there. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Hashem, I'm calling out to you because I see you, God." Often when you're tested, we say, "Oh, where is God? God is challenging me. He's testing me. God is not part of my life. He's not in my life." Avram Avinu teaches us just the opposite. Pum fakir. When there's a test, it means that Hashem is here. Hashem is talking to me. Hashem believes in me. Hashem knows I can pass it. Hashem wants me to create a relationship, and it's going to be another rung on the ladder. Vayivein sham mizbeach laHashem vayikra b'shem Hashem. Right there, Avram Avinu calls out to God in prayer. He creates an altar. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, and he calls out in the name of God. Here you see the way Avram Avinu captures, concretizes test number one. But watch this, it gets even better. Test number two, storyline number two, anecdote number two, Avram Avinu reaches Eretz Yisrael, and there's a famine. So what does Avram Avinu do? Oh no, it's another test. Do I stay or do I go? What do I do? Avram goes to Mitzrayim, his wife is abducted. And Avram Avinu is challenged yet again. He reaches Mitzrayim. Paro challenges him. How is Avram going to react to this test? He continues to grow and to understand it and to recognize it. Look at the end of that story. Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayel Avraham vayavav vayeshem elone mamre. Avram is leaving Mitzrayim. He's going back to Canaan. Asher bechevron. What does he do? Vayiven sham mizbeach laHashem, another altar. Avram builds an altar where? Sham, there. It's another opportunity. It's another way to connect with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. You tested me, God, physically to leave my land. And what did I do? I recognized that I saw it. I built an altar and I strung and I got another rung in the ladder. I climbed and I reached another rung and I've concretized that by building an altar and calling out to you. Now Avram Avinu is tested spiritually. Leave the land of Israel. Sarah is abducted. He has to say that she's his sister. Paro is plagued. Avram leaves with riches. So much more is happening in the life of Avram. And Avram leaves Canaan. Goes to Mitzrayim. Back to Canaan. What does he do? Vayivin sham mizbeach laHashem. God, I got you. It's another relationship. It's another way that I've connected with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was tested physically. Now I'm tested spiritually. It's another rung in the ladder. I'm going to build another altar, God. I'm building another altar because I'm climbing. I've seen you. I recognize you. I'm able to grasp what you're trying to teach me and do. Vayivin sham mizbeach laHashem. Story, anecdote number two. Number three. We continue to follow the life of Avram Avinu. And what happens when we continue to follow the life of Avram Avinu? Where do we get and where do we find ourselves next? We find ourselves and Avram Avinu again being challenged. But what's the next challenge that Avram is faced with? He's faced with the challenge and the test of Bama'eda Ki Rashan, a theological challenge, a theological test. God, how do I know that I will be able to inherit the land? And what happens? God says, I'll tell you what to do. You did it already. And you're going to build another altar. And what does the Pasuk say immediately? In Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Ches, immediately after Avram says, Bama'eda ki Roshana, how do I know that I will inherit the land? Vayomilav. God tells him, Kali Egla Mishuleshes, Vez Mishuleshes, Ayel, Mishulash, Vesor, Vagolzal, the Brisbane Amasarim, the covenant of all covenants. And the covenant is created again with an altar, with a bris, with a covenant that God makes with Avram. Avram Vinu again climbs the ladder with another theological challenge, not a physical challenge that we saw in the first test, not a spiritual challenge like we saw in the second test, but here it's another challenge. And this challenge, Avram Vinu again passes, and he recognizes, and it's another rung in the ladder in the life of tests of Avram Avinu. And of course, an altar is created, concretized, and made. And now, for the second to last and final tests in the life of Avram, we go to Perek Tezayin, chapter 16, the emotional test. Sarai is barren. Yishmael is born, age 86, and he's difficult. What does Avram do? The last test. Avram doesn't create an altar. He doesn't build the Mizbeach, but Avram Avinu becomes the Korban. It's called the Bris Milah. Avram now is the Korban. It's not Avram building a sacrifice and offering an animal, but it's rather Avram Avinu sacrificing himself. He has a cut in his body. He is capturing the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through a third party, not through an animal, but it's a new relationship with God, because the covenant of all covenants is the Bris Milah, which Avram Avinu finishes in this week's Parsha with. At the age of 99, Avram says, I did it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see what you want from me. I understand that you're testing me. I see that these 24 years are years filled of challenges and tests, but I'm not looking at them as trials and tribulations that I'm going to get knocked down, but rather they've built me. They've made me stronger. They've made me understand you better. I can now connect to you in a deeper way. I've been challenged physically, spiritually, theologically, and emotionally. And after each test, I climbed another rung on the ladder, and I concretized my relationship with you by building two mizbechos, by having the Bris Bein HaBesarim, and now finally creating my own covenant with you, God, through my personal bris, my personal korban. And now Avram Avinu reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the age 99, as the Pasuk says, when it comes to Avram Avinu, His Haleich Lefonai Beheyei Samim, walk in front of me and you'll be perfect. Now we meet Avram, almost complete perfection. But it's the perfection now that we know that doesn't emerge willy-nilly, ipso facto, automatically. Perfection emerges from challenges. And when we talk about Avram Avinu and the challenges that he has, we have to understand them, because that's what the Torah wants us to know about Avram. It's not just that Avram is the Amud HaChesed. That comes after Avram has perfected himself. He's taught people Torah. He's been tested and challenged himself. He invites people into his home. He takes care of people. He looks after people. That doesn't happen automatically. You have to work on yourself. And of course, at the same time, the Torah is stressing that the lion's share in the life of Avram Avinu is the ability to be able to handle difficulties, challenges, struggles, ups and downs, highs and lows, being told one way and then to go the other way, go in this direction and go the other direction. And that's exactly what happens in the 10th test that we'll read about next week, the Akedah, when Avram is told that your child Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha zera, zera of Yitzchak, of Avram, that will be your offspring. And then he's told, you know what? Sacrifice him. Avram is being told different things in different directions, contradictory terms. And the goal of Avram is to try to be able to manage them, to understand what God wants from him. And therefore, I believe that's the reason that Parshas Lech Lecha doesn't stress Avram as the Baal Chesed, and doesn't stress Avram as the teacher, the founder of God and of monotheism, because the way that we could really learn from the life of Avram is these 24 years, from 75 to 99, the tests and the challenges, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the full moon, the half moon, the good and the bad, going up and going down, waxing and waning. Those are the things that define really the life of Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu's ability to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu under those circumstances and in those places. And the test that we are given in our life is just the same. It's not perfection, but it's the ability to get back up, and when there's a test, to stand strong again, and to continuously recognize that life is not an automatic line that just goes simply, easily in the right direction. Adam la'amol yulad, man was created to work. That's what we're here for. And Avraham Avinu teaches us that from the get-go. And therefore, that's what Parshas Lech Lecha is. Not an amalgam of different stories that seem to be disjointed and have nothing in common, but rather Parshas Lech Lecha is the story of the tests of Avraham Avinu. And here it is, Avraham Avinu succeedingly in each and every single one of those tests, building his relationship, concretizing it with a Kadosh Baruch Hu after each and every single one. Mirtzeh Hashem, we are Bnei Avram, and we should be Zocha to continue to follow the path of Avram, not only as finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only as being Balei Chesed, but the third in the pyramid in the life of Avram. On the one hand, Chesed, number two, teaching us about God, finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu, establishing that relationship, but being able to stand up to tests, stand strong, learn from them, recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us in every test, reaching out, searching, and finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. And good things.